Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa's 2025 legislative session ended on Thursday after lawmakers negotiated and debated final bills through the night. Major bills passed this session include limiting eminent domain for carbon capture pipelines and removing civil rights protections for transgender Iowans. Most of Governor Kim Reynolds' priorities got through, including restricting cell phones in schools and efforts to expand rural health care. Senate President Amy Sinclair highlighted the unemployment tax cuts for businesses.
$1 billion tax cut for the people who drive Iowa's economy, for the employers of the folks that live here and work here and raise their families here.
Sinclair was speaking to Radio Iowa. Meanwhile, Democratic leaders say the GOP majority catered to special interest and failed to do anything to lower cost for working families. A law enforcement accountability measure inspired by the death of Sonya Massey has cleared the Illinois legislature. WBEZ's Alex Degman reports.
The Massey family looked on from the gallery as State Representative Cam Buckner, the sponsor, got to the point.
No one should be hired into law enforcement without a complete picture of their past conduct. Period.
Buckner's bill requires law enforcement job applicants to sign a waiver granting full access to their past employment records and that those records be furnished within 14 days. Former Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson is accused of killing Massey last summer inside her Springfield home. He goes to trial in Peoria this October. The sheriff's office has said it wasn't aware of Grayson's employment history, which includes six agencies in 4 years. The bill needs Governor J.B. Pritzker's signature to become law. I'm Alex Degman.
John Deere & Company is posting a 16% decrease in sales in the second quarter that ended in April. Moline's farming equipment manufacturer also reported Thursday a 22% drop in sales over the last 6 months. The company still projects a net income in fiscal year 2025 between $4.75 and $5.5 billion. That's down from the over $7 billion it made in 2024 and its $10 billion profit in 2023. The first Afrikaner refugees arrived in Iowa this week. As Iowa Public Radio's Sheila Brummer reports, one resettlement agency is worried about other refugees who have not been able to come to the U.S.
Lutheran Services in Iowa, or LSI, helped one of two Afrikaner families who now call the state home. Officials for the nonprofit say some have reached out concerned they helped a group of people who didn't need it. President Trump says they were victims of racial discrimination. However, the South African government says that's not true. Renee Hardman is the president and CEO of LSI.
Our mission at LSI as a resettlement agency is to be there for refugees that are assigned to our agency. We don't make the call on who's a refugee. We don't do that.
Officials with LSI say they're concerned about refugees from other countries who had been screened and vetted but had travel plans canceled when President Trump took office. This includes Afghanistan and the Democratic Republic of Congo. I'm Sheila Brummer, IPR News.
Meanwhile, new citizens are being recognized at the Quad Cities Alliance for Immigrants and Refugees 7th Annual Citizens Honor Dinner tonight at the Putnam Museum. QC Air Executive Director Amy DeHaven says the event includes local keynote speakers highlighting the accomplishments of naturalized citizens, as well as an award ceremony.
And it's so inspirational, not only for immigrants to see what is possible, but then also to show Americans why this is so important, why we need these individuals in our communities and what they offer.
DeHaven says tickets can still be reserved at the QC Air website. The Scott County Sheriff's Office is identifying the victims of a fatal car crash in rural Scott County on Monday. 66-year-old Robert Dempsey Jr. of Davenport died at the scene. The other driver who survived and was transported to a local hospital is identified as 18-year-old Logan Bell of Walcott. Dempsey and Bell's pickup trucks collided head-on just south of Donahue on Allen's Grove Road around 7 p.m. Monday. The crash remains under investigation. This is WVIK News.